Here's your host, Anna Daly.
You're very welcome to be back with me here on The Level on this Wednesday afternoon. It's great to have your company. Lots more on the way on the show for you today. Coming up in this hour of the show, we'll be talking a little bit about sunbeds and the possibility that they could soon be banned for anyone aged under 18. That means no more sunbeds for the Debs goers. But that's on the way a little later on. Right now we're talking about the possible ban, or should there be a ban, on the advertising of e-cigarettes. And joining me in the studio to tell us a little bit more is an expert in air pollution, John Soddo, who's also Professor of Physical Chemistry here in UCC in Cork. John, you're very welcome to be with us today.
Thanks very much, Anna, for inviting me to this very warm studio.
It is. It really feels like summer when you're in the studio. I suppose, first of all, John, the first question is, what are these e-cigarettes? I have to say, I've seen more and more people using these e-cigarettes. They look quite unusual, but I honestly don't have a clue what they are.
Yeah. The essence is that they're a replacement for the cigarette. Maybe soon we'll go into the differences between cigarette smoking and e-cigarette vaping. First and foremost, though, the way that they're built, obviously, is not just from tobacco. It's from an electronic device with a heater and a battery that vaporizes a liquid, water, some solvent, some nicotine, which is, as you know, the active ingredient for tobacco, and some flavorings like sticky chewing gum or strawberry, as they're becoming. There's about 7,000 flavors that they can put in. Yeah. So the difference between the smoking, which is a bit like putting a piece of coal in your mouth and then lighting up, getting combustion, throwing out particles, solid particles, is that the vaping process, when you vaporize the liquid, which includes water, is that you produce what's tended to be called vapor, but in fact, scientifically accurately, is called an aerosol. What, therefore, an e-cigarette is like is putting a hairspray can in your mouth and pressing the top button. It's the same as sneezing. The question I always ask, Anna, when it was fairly early on, is what would you do if I sneezed in your face?
Not be very happy, I don't think, John. I'd excuse you, you know, obviously you'd apologise. But no, that wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah, the reason we perhaps would be a bit apprehensive about it is because we all know that coughs and sneezes spread diseases.
Yep.
These droplets, and that's what an aerosol spray is, including a sneeze, including e-cigarette vaping, is a very fine dispersion of droplets that can deliver chemicals and biologicals. Biologicals, in the case of being sneezed at in the face, may be viruses, flu viruses, you know, bacteria of some sort. What we don't know about e-cigarettes is, do they carry in their water droplets, their very fine dispersion of water droplets, chemicals, products from a nicotine sort of vaporization, products from the e-cigarette itself, or, indeed, particularly people maybe who are ill, if they carry microbes too. So we simply do not know enough.
And why do they seem to be replacing cigarettes so much and so readily available now, I have to say, at this stage? I couldn't tell you the amount of places I've been where you can see these stands now and they're selling these e-cigarettes.
Well, there's one reason for this. That's because tobacco has been taking a bit of a beating over the last number of years. So tobacco companies decide to fill a gap in their own market by producing something that is going to make them a profit of some type. The problem is they haven't really done enough research in order to say, is this safe or not? Tobacco smoking has been around for 5,000 years, and we started to legislate against it about 40 years ago, I mean, in particular in Ireland about 10 years ago, with the secondhand smoke ban, because we realised after a while is that not only was the issue of trying to put toxins in your own mouth, but the secondhand smoke was an issue. Now, e-vaping may well have secondhand aerosol implications We don't know. We know some of the direct health problems with e-cigarettes. There's stories, I've never seen one do this, but some e-cigarettes, when they're being charged up, because you need the battery to be charged, cause the heating of the vapour, explode. So okay. There's explosions of them. We also heard some stories about how kids who have picked up mummy or daddy's e-cigarette cartridge from the table, broken it, and they've got burns from it, so that they're a direct effect. That's not the issue, I think, that we should be most worried about. It is the second-hand aerosol.
Yeah.
And until we know more about that, that means we still need more research. It means that the government ought to pay money, fund, perhaps the EPA, perhaps the Health Research Board. Industry should help too, but the government does have a responsibility to fund these people. Because, after all, few people know this, is that quite recently the government state agency in the Gautrep region gave €5 million to build an e-cigarette factory.
Mm.
So what about the money for research?
Well, I think that's the thing really, isn't it, John? How quickly these things have come on the market. You know, when we talk about the development of, say, medicines, just for example, and the years of development and trial and so on before they become available to the public. But these things, they seem to have just come up overnight and are now everywhere. And as you said, a new factory being built here in Ireland.
Yes, my view is that not only should the advertising be banned, there was this great big fanfare last week when the Minister for Health banned brand advertising of cigarettes. Nothing about e-cigarettes at all. The perception is, I suppose, is that they're safe. The issue really is this, is should we think that e-cigarettes are innocent until proven guilty, or guilty until proven innocent? And I believe the latter. They should be guilty and proven innocent. They're not the same as human beings. Yes, obviously human beings, innocent until proven guilty. If we happen to be wrong with that, they get their reward later on. But if they are guilty until proven innocent, inanimate objects I think should be, then there's no question. We should ban them. And certainly ban the advertising.
Oh, you know, when you put it like that, look at how many lives may have been saved if we'd taken that view with cigarettes now, as you said, around so many years. But if that had been the case.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are many listeners here, must be hundreds of thousands, who have lost relatives through cancer or cardio problems. I lost my own mother died because of lung cancer. She was part of a generation that the advertising for cigarettes was, these are healthy, these are good for your nerves, in the war. Well, we know better now, and certainly I think that's why I'm a bit of a zealot about this, is that I think we should, until we know a lot more, we should ban e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Certainly they're advertising. Well, you know, if you read advertising about e-cigarettes, you see that they're toxin-free, it says. I mean, I don't know. Do they know that?
Mm.
I'm telling you about the second-hand aerosol problem. That may be a true, real issue.
Mm.
We are trying to do some work about that down at the CRAC Lab, the Centre of Research in Atmospheric Chemistry, down in UCC now, because the majority of our work is on air pollution, biologicals as well as chemicals. But there really is very little that's known.
Mm. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? And as you said, you know, even aerosols, when we talk about aerosols, there's a lot of misuse around aerosols. So why should we think that this is so safe? And why do we assume that anything to do with nicotine or putting stuff into your body that really isn't meant to be there could be safe in any way?
The issue really is, it seems to me, is that, yes, e-cigarettes may produce inhalation of nicotine, and the nicotine on your individual body may have a problem. That's life, really. Mm-hmm. Is if you choose to do that, then you choose to do that. It's the problems begin if you're doing this to other people.
Mm.
And we realised that about 10 years ago. Ireland was very quick off the mark in doing this is to banning it in the workplace and yeah. pubs and the things. I mean, I don't even know, I'll just go offline here a little bit, but very recently, e-joints have been put onto the market. Here you can buy your own liquid cannabis, put it into your e-cigarette, and away you go. The advertising for that is to help yourself get baked. Now, this is going to infuse kids, I think, to do it. And we know even less about, yeah. about these than we do about e-cigarettes.
Mm. Yeah, and as you said, you know, what health implications are there for the public? I've seen people using these e-cigarettes indoors. We know cigarettes have been banned from all public buildings now. I remember a time when you could get on a plane and you were asked if you wanted smoking or non-smoking. Mm. We couldn't even fathom that today.
Yes, I mean, you could often go into French restaurants. I know I've been there where they've had a non-smoking section being a line of tables, and then right next to that line of tables is the non-smoking. So you have a smoking section right next to there. Well, we've never really had that. But yes, it's a whole different world, and it's because we've done research.
Mm.
And that's what's got to be done here.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can we get that to happen, John? I suppose that's the big question today, isn't it? What's going to make that change? As you said, now with the new manufacturing factory in Ireland and, you know, government agencies investing in this, is there a hope? Is there a chance?
Well, it's up to people like me, I suppose, to, mm-hmm. and that's why I'm here in part, is to advertise the issue. Until you advertise these issues, until somebody maybe listen in and say, oh, I hadn't thought about that before, can we really hope to progress?
Mm.
I could write, of course, to the Minister for Health or the Minister for Science and say, please put 5 million equivalent euro into the Environmental Protection Agency. Might not work, but it is only my responsibility. It's all about individual responsibilities, but someone like me, so-called expert, who perhaps their voice can carry some weight.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to people today, those who may use e-cigarettes or may allow others to use them in their homes or in their environment? What kind of advice would you give in moving forward?
Don't buy any more, would be my main advice. Look to yourself as well. Some people, of course, do feel a bit healthier about it. That's possibly because you're not getting those smoke particulates going down and causing you to be chesty. But we simply don't know what's happening in the vaporization process. Think to yourself when you're smoking it, vaping your e-cigarette. Think, oh, has the flavour of this changed over the last hour or so? Because if the flavour has changed a bit, then probably some chemical change has happened. And we don't know enough about that. So think twice, but without doubt, don't buy any more. And don't go on the e-joints.
Mm. And maybe think twice, certainly about smoking it in the area of other people, and particularly children and younger people.
Oh, yes, I think that's always so. No matter how we live, we have to be particularly careful of how we act in front of children. They will imitate, and you know, when you're making things like bubble gum flavoured e-cigarette cartridges, then there's nothing more cynical than trying to attract children and hoping that they will carry on with vaping later on. You may well get phone calls in about this, and one of them will be, well, they're helping me to get off of the hard stuff, the cigarette. It's a bit like methadone is to heroin. It may not be. We may actually be replacing an atomic bomb with a hydrogen bomb.
Mm.
We don't know.
Yeah. And that's the thing, isn't it, John? We just don't know. There is certainly, as far as you're aware, not enough research gone into the real dangers of these e-cigarettes.
Yes, there's the scientific research that I've mentioned, and as well there's the more social aspect of, do they really help people stop smoking? Is there a benefit for them. Until that's done, we waited 5,000 years for tobacco legislation, and we shouldn't have to wait till 7,014 to see what we're doing with e-cigarettes.
Mm. It's fascinating, and I'm so glad you came in to tell us a little bit about it, because, as I said, I've seen, I'm sure many of our listeners will take notice that they've seen more and more people using these e-cigarettes, and so many, like myself, really hadn't got a clue what these e-cigarettes were about, but I think my eyes have certainly been opened.
Well, the message is, I don't think any of us know, me on this side of the desk, let's move on, let's put some money in.
Yeah, and really find out.
Yes.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and join us today in this very warm studio.
Thank you very much. I'll go out and run around my shirt, I think.
Get a bit of lovely fresh air, and let's hope there's nobody in the vicinity with an e-cigarette.
Thanks a lot.
John Sadow, Professor of Physical Chemistry at UCC and an expert in air pollution. Do stay with us. Lots more.